أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كرير المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him, I seek his assistance, and I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best one best among the prophets Muhammad as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united, has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as I advise you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. The Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. I didn't get a printer, so I'm going to read this off of, read the Arabic off of here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن أردنا الأمانة أمانة ألس هواتي والأرض والجبال فأب بين أن يحملناها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان طلو مجهولا صدق الله ودين. The expression is as follows. We offered to trust to the heavens and to the earth and to the mountains, but they refused to carry it and were afraid of doing so. But man carried it. Surely he is wrongdoing and ignorant. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. That is Surah Al-Ahzab 33, the ayat is 72. Today's Khutbah title, with a brand new title that got changed this morning. We have been trusted with responsibility. We have been trusted with responsibility. Reporting of a hadith by Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu, who reported that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and the blessings be upon him, said, one who is consulted is in a position of trust. One who's consulted is in a position of trust. So again, as we always, we begin, we end, and all throughout, we thank Allah, we give praise to Allah. And again, I'm very thankful to be able to be back up to give today's presentation of today's khutbah. And for those who weren't here last week, it was announced that I was out of the country. I went to Indonesia for the G20 religious forum, R20, which was a summit of religious leaders from around the world. And one of the tracks that was discussed, there were five main tracks that were discussed. One was titled Spiritual Ecology. Now, ecology means is a branch of biology that deals with the relations of organisms from one to another in the physical surroundings. So now, the spiritual ecology is our responsibility to the creation. It's our responsibility to the creation. So there was an imam, his name was Yahya Pellavicini. He was from Italy. And he was one of the speakers that spoke during his track. And he spoke about our connection to the earth. And during this presentation, as he was speaking, this ayat that I've chosen for today came to my mind. And I wrote it down. And later on, while we were traveling, I was able to discuss it a bit with the imam and let him know that, you know, I said, well, you know, as you was giving your presentation, I wrote this ayat down. And we talked about it a little bit. And I said, inshallah, it's going to be a khutbah. It's going to be a khutbah, inshallah. And inshallah, that's what it's going to be today. So when we look at this ayat, and I'm sure we've heard and we've discussed it, but for this presentation, I want us to go back into it, and I kind of want everybody to open their minds up so we can kind of look at it a little bit different. And I say that because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we offer to trust, he says, inna al-radnal amanata. And indeed, we offered the trust. And if we can truly gain what that means, here is Allah, the creator, the sustainer, the one who needs and has no partners, offering something. But he's not offering something behind door number one or door number two. He's offering something that is of extreme value. Extreme value, trust. You know, we've all dealt with people and we get to a point where somebody has broken that trust. Well, that's worse than your girlfriend leaving you. Because it'll break your heart when somebody breaks your trust. So here, that's how valuable trust is. So this offering comes from the ayin, the ra, and the dal. It means to offer, but it also means a proposal. A proposal. This means it's a plan or it's a suggestion of some sort. There's something in it. There in this word is proposal to have a trust. Amina. And we know it to mean faith, but it also means trust. When you offer someone something that is not trivial, I'm not offering a bottle of water. I'm not offering a little go-kart, something like that. I'm offering something of significant value. There's an offer of significant value. Like that classic car. You know, when we grew up, there was always that one car in the family. And when finally your turn or that teenager finally got that car, there was a trust that you had to do right by it. This is my father's car. This is my grandfather's car. We didn't took care of it. Now you got it. You have to do right by it. Check the oil. Keep it clean. Don't abuse it. Well, there must be some really strong faith in that this will happen. Allah is not offering a car. He is offering us the trust. First to the heavens. He offered it first to the heavens. Now, if we really never really thought about this, the heavens, though we see the heavens,
We understand and we can make it into a concrete situation or to an abstract situation in terms of something we see. But we cannot comprehend that the heavens is an actual being. That the heavens is an actual being. But here is Allah telling us that without any of misreading this, as there has been an offer of the trust to the heavens. So if Allah can offer something to the heavens, how can we do that? And I'm not in any way trying to compare it to Allah, but that's how you try to grasp it. My point being that he could do things that we can't grasp. He could do things that we cannot do. He also offered the trust to the earth. So, okay, we can feel the earth. We know the earth moves, the earth responds. We know, as Allah has said in the Quran, that the earth will act as is receiving revelation. So that tells us, oh, we know the earth is a being. And we know the earth is subservient to Allah. So it's a little easier to grasp that Allah has offered a trust to it. But it is still not a conversation we're privy to. And the offer was given to the mountains. Now, the mountains is a little bit tricky. Now, you just think of a mountain. We can ride up 52. We can go look at Pilot Mountain and look at it all day, and we can wonder, how is it receiving something for Allah? How is it something going on that we know that Allah is offering them anything? Or how can we know that? But it's because this is a mountain, and Allah is telling us there has been an offer made to the mountains. So we have been given that the heavens, which we know this to be a higher place, an elevation of something, right? The spiritual, the earth, the material. And the mountains. The mountains represent leadership, represents people. It means people, people of leadership, big people, chiefs. Not just ordinary people, high people. It's a symbol of the big people. This is the meaning. All of this has been offered to by Allah. And they all declined. They all rejected it. Matter of fact, not only did they reject the idea, they disliked it. They disliked it. It says, but they refused to carry it and were afraid of doing so. So have you ever had to do something you really did not want to do? I know you have. We all have. And if you could got out of it, you would have. Well, take that feeling and multiply it by hundreds and thousands. This is what the heavens and the earth and the mountains felt when they were offered the trust. They did not want to do it that bad. Now, understand that they were not being disobedient to Allah. They were not being disobedient to Allah. They don't have the ability to disobey. Because Allah says to us in the Quran, I said, do you not see that Allah is exalted by whomever is in within the heavens and the earth? The birds with wings that spread, each of them knows their own mode of prayer and exalting. And Allah is knowing of what they do. So we also accept that they're angels who are not seen by us in their natural form, but are created by Allah. And this unseen is what we believe in. I believe you brought up the unseen last week, Imam Qudus. This unseen is what we believe in. So we have to understand that there's things going on that we won't see, physically or mentally. This tells us that the heavens and the earth and the mountains can be communicated with by their creator. This should not be a hard thing for us to understand. Now, I believe what gets people in that bad place, what locks up their brain, is they try to figure out, well, how is the communicating being done? That's not for us to worry about. We just know that if Allah created it, he can control it, he can communicate with it. So that communication was of an offer, and they were so against it. Why? Because this trust, and we're just speaking to what Allah is addressing here in trust, they were afraid of what that trust means. It means they would have to be responsible for something. They would have to be responsible for something. The second definition from the word trust, and I'm using the English. It means an arrangement whereby a person, a trustee, holds property as its nominal owner for the good of one or more beneficiaries. You know, when you have something put into a trust, you know, I mean, you know, we have to learn about trust. And you brought up Imam Tamir. Imam Tamir is big on us working with trust and understanding trust. But, you know, there's a lot of people that have done this. They put money up, and that money is a trust. Somebody's trusted to be able to hold on and make sure that money is there for somebody to get it later on. Well, the offer has been made by Allah to have the responsibility of that trust. But they declined it. They rejected it. They thought so bad that they declined, right? Yakamil ha naha. They designed to carry it. They didn't want to even be bothered with it. They didn't want to be buried with it. But then Allah says that the insan, the man, the insan, wa hamalaha, he bore it. But surely he is wrongdoing and ignorant. Why is this so important? Allah puts that there. Because Allahu Alam, this is all my opinion. Well, it's important because Allah has given us in this Quran. And if you ever heard the saying, "Man, you about as dumb as a bag of rocks." Well, it looks like because of what the heavens and the earth and the mountains did, rocks aren't as dumb as we think. But that man, in that insane state, can be wrongdoing, can be in that wrongdoing ignorant mode. The heavens, the earth, and the mountains refuse the burden of responsibility. And as I close this first part, man in that insane state, not the finished state, but an insane state. That is not the creature that Allah says to the angels and those that are present, as we read today in the reading of Surah Al-Kahf. When he said that when he told them to prostrate to the Adam. Right? He said to prostrate, but we know in the Quran he said that when I have given up my ruh, prostrate. That creature is a basher. The last ayat of Surah 18, basharun mithlukum. That's a basher, right? The complete self. See, we are in a state of insanity until we get that revelation inside of us. We get that spirit. The spirit is revelation. Until then, what do we do? Well, we've been known to do some ignorant and some foolish stuff. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have been trusted with responsibility. So we just came through an election cycle here in the U.S. And the goal of some is just what Allah is referencing to us in this ayah. That some who want responsibility, who want the trust of responsibility, but they're in the wrong door and they're ignorant of themselves. And will take on burdens they should not be bearing. But the destiny of that insan is not to remain just in that state. Because for us to truly be able to take the responsibility for what we have taken on. So we've taken this on. We must raise up in ourselves and become what our example is as a mercy to all the worlds. Rahmatul Alameen, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy to the burden that the insan has taken upon himself. The design is not for the ordinary, plain, run-of-the-mill human to be responsible of this type of trust. It is to become that complete basher that Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, represents for us. Remember, it all goes back to trust, the trust. The Prophet was trusted with the revelation for the whole of humanity. That's a lot of responsibility. I'm, you know, and ma'am, you can bear witness to this. This the man we went to Salem is a lot of responsibility. Now, but the county, the state, the country, the continent, that's a lot of responsibility. A lot of responsibility. So we're trusted with the leadership. That's leadership. When you've been given that trust, when you've been given that responsibility, you've been given leadership. And when Allah says, and when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority. So we can understand that it is in Allah's plan all along for the creation made by and placed by Allah to be here as an authority. Successive, one after another. One after another. It began with Adam, alayhi salam. And will end when Allah sees fit, but it continues to go until then. But the one who decided that he will be here to take on the burden of this, that one is not who Allah intends to be the leader. No. See, that one can act foolish. You know, and a fool is someone who's ignorant of God. That one can be arrogant. That one could be thinking about his own their own glory. This is a team game. And it's something I learned in Indonesia, relearned. I always knew, but I saw it again, and I also saw it in Seoul 2 years ago, that the united soul of humanity wants the same thing. The united soul of humanity wants the same thing. It doesn't matter what part of the world they come from, they want the same thing. But the leadership that's in place, that foolish, ignorant leadership that's in places, does not want that. It's not good for the bottom line. We have to keep making connections. We have to keep making connections wherever there be, inside of our own households, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. We have to keep making connections. Doesn't matter if they believe like we believe. If they believe that they want a better place for everybody, then we have to make that connection. Imam Muhammad, he said that a khalifa is someone with responsibility for himself and for the state of society, someone trusted with authority. So brothers and sisters, like it or not, we all have accepted this trust. We've all accepted this responsibility. And we've been trusted with the responsibility. Now the task at hand is to find out where we at in it. Are we still in that insane at square one? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that a person that is in development stage. We're all in development. That's why Allah says, I only revealed the Quran in stages. So he's letting us know our life is in development. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong if you're developing, you know, and this goes for all ages. Like the Prophet, the press peace upon him said, it's reported to have said that Allah excuses and grants forgiveness to a person until he attains the age 60. So this means after 60, you should be realizing where you are. And are you satisfied there? Because if you have not moved further along, then you have not got to be what is in the will and in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's to be a leader. We have to be leaders in our own worlds first. We have to be leaders in our own worlds first before we can be leaders in the whole world. The design that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to place, it was to place into the earth, the material world, each and every one who is ready to lead, who is ready to be trusted with that leadership. It's not an easy task. It's hard. But if we are on an island, you're on an island all by yourself, it would still be the same goal in your life. Developing into that creature that can bear the leadership. And sand is in a way, is like that baby. You know, babies want to do more than they could do naturally because they want to progress. They ain't got no business trying to walk, but they see you walking, so they walk, fall down. They ain't got no business grabbing for something, but that's what they do. They naturally want to progress. This is what insane is. And what stops people from wanting to progress is why I think the big reason is that people think that it's okay to be where I'm at. People think that this is it. This is where I'm at right now is it. Allah warns us of that. He warns us of that type of thinking because they know the outcome. Have they been guaranteed something? Even if we look at it like this, I don't want to be a leader of the whole world. That's too much of a burden. You're still a leader in your own world. You listen to yourself right now. That's your leader right there. You can't avoid it. You have been given the trust of this life. And when your Lord took from the children of Adam, from their loins, their descendants, and made them testify themselves, "Am I not your Lord?" They say, "Yes, we have testified." Least you should say on the day of resurrection, I was unaware. That's gone. That excuse is gone. We will not be able to say, "I did not know. I didn't ask for this." It is something in us that always wants to progress. It's always something in us that wants to develop into a better version of our own selves, our own self, our own souls. That soul is yearning to be better. Ka'eflahab menzakahad, right? Successful is the one who purifies the soul, and truly is the one lost who buries it. Taking on the responsibility of leadership is an offer we cannot refuse. Right? What was made famous in the 70s? I know I got a couple young brothers. Y'all might look this up, The Godfather. Say, make him an offer he can't refuse. We were made an offer we cannot refuse. Because leadership is trust. Leadership is faith. Leadership is belief. Well, Allah is explaining to us that until we have that trust, that belief, that faith, that secureness in our own souls, then we can never have the responsibility of what the plan is. We have to get there. And this world starts in our own personal orbit. It all starts in our own personal orbit. Abu Huraira reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, your prayers and the peace be upon him, said, "One who is consulted is in a position of trust." We have been consulted because we are in a position of trust. How the world goes is up to us. Allah is in total control, but he's given us the trust. And if we sit back and just say, "Well, I'm letting the world go to hell in the, what is it, hell in a handbasket, whatever," I may be too young for that one, but hell in a handbasket, right? That's what it is. If we allow that to happen, then we've misused the trust. We have a say. We have a say. And for us to be trusted, we have to first be able to rely on our own selves. We have to trust our own selves. This amanah, it is trust in the sense of divine injections. So according to the exegesis, it says it stands for reason or intellect, the ability to choose between right and wrong. Allah has said to us that there is something in us that is hasty, ignorant, corrupt. Not that we're created with that. No, the creation is a creation of excellence, the creation of honor. But to trust the creation, we have to rise above that which does not bring us to that position that we're supposed to be in. We got to get out of that mud. We got to get out of that. We got to rise above it. We got to grow out of it. You grow out of the dirt. And it helps us get into that position. You know, there's a fable that I'm going to use. And I didn't know the fable. I never knew the fable. But I first heard Imam Muhammad when he was addressing the imams back in 1985. And he opened up with the moral of the fable. And the fable was there was a meeting of animals who had got together to elect a new ruler. So they asked the monkey to dance, and the monkey did so well, doing about 1,000 dances and grimaces, that the animals were so carried away and so enthused that then and there they just elected him to be the king. So the fox was sitting there, and he didn't vote for the monkey, and he was kind of disgusted with how the animals were elected so unworthy a ruler. So one day he found a trap with some meat in it, and he went to the king monkey. He said, "Look, I found some rich treasure, but hey, I'm not going to touch it because it belongs to you, your majesty." So the monkey, being greedy, he went with the fox to the trap. And as soon as he saw the meat, he grabbed for the meat. And he found himself, bam, in the trap. So the fox stood back and laughed and said, "You pretend to be our king and cannot even take care of yourself. So shortly after that, another election was held among the animals. The moral of the story is, those who cannot manage their own affairs are unfit to manage others. And this is so good in so many ways, you may hear this again before later on down the line, Allahu a'lam. Well, let's look at it from a personal level. When we decided to live a certain way of life, we decided to let a certain way of life become our ruler, our leader. We've elected to be this. But if that ruler that we put in charge is unjust, is foolish, or ignorant, right, we decided we wanted to live this way, and that's not the best way for us to live. We fall into that trap just like that monkey did. We can't be responsible for nobody else. We keep getting in trouble. We keep having issues. We got problems. Now, we look at it from a bigger picture real quick, because I just cannot, I have to touch this. In 2016, there was a monkey. And the monkey was dancing around. He got all this attention, all this enthusiasm. But when it was said and done, the monkey couldn't manage his own affairs. So how could it manage others? See, Allah uses a sign for us. We have signs. Allah gives us signs. If we cannot manage our own lives, how can we manage others? How can we be leaders of this world we live in if we have not learned how to lead our own lives and manage our own lives, manage our own communities? The trust we have been given is the trust of our own souls. And if we stay in that state, that primitive state, listen to what I'm saying, the primitive state, not the primate state. We're no primate. We are primitive in our thinking, that insane, and I presented this before, that has to be involved into something. It's naturally supposed to evolve into something. And they say we come from apes and became a man. No. We come from insane to become basher. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mortal man just like us. But that mortal man is sensitive to the wholeness of the creation. A basher is one who can handle the responsibility of that trust that God has allowed to be accepted. He wouldn't let us accept it if we couldn't handle it. It's just that we got to handle it. Muhammad could control the heavens because he wasn't overly spiritual. He can control the earth because he wasn't overly material. He can control the mountains because he had leaders from around the world. We can study this. We can look at this. Please do. He had leaders of around the world realizing who he was. And they recognized that he was a mercy to all the systems of knowledge. A lot of them just gave up. They was like, man, we can't win this. We know who he is. Again, brother, sister, we can't get out of our destiny. You only have a choice to fulfill it or not. And it would be an ignorant, foolish, wrongdoing person not to want to be the honorable, excellent creation of God. What must be done is we have to ask ourselves, do you trust yourself with what God has given you? Trust is built with consistency. We want to progress in everything every day of our lives. Trust is the highest form of human motivation. It brings out the best in people. And we've been given the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we want to let Allah down? And I end with this from Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu. He said, a Khalifa has been given to him by God a special design that makes him this special human being. This Khalifa has in his spirit and in his nature, a desire to stay with that design that God gave him. We have been trusted with responsibility. Now, inshallah, I have given some of the benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen.